It's always wonderful to celebrate the first communion of young people, or sometimes not so young people, in our gathering, because for us who have been here like a kajillion times, can take a moment to reflect, to remember once again what this gift is that we celebrate here today. This is the second great sacrament in your life. What's the first great sacrament? Baptism, excellent. When you were baptized, your parents were asked, what name do you give your child? What name do you give your child? Because your name is really the first word you learn. Your name sets you apart from other people. The first word I know it's the first word you learn because it was the first word my dog learned. His name is Chucho, which is a nickname for those who are named Jesus, by the way. Chucho. Of course, anytime I use like Chucho or Chachi or Chuchu or whatever, he always responded because it was the ch, I think, that he liked so much. But we're kind of like puppies too. When we hear our names repeated over and over and over again, we know them. So when someone says, Jaden, see, you look up. You looked right at me because that is your name. I did some research on your names. First of all, I always look up Dale every year because I look to see where it's rated in popularity of names. When I was born in 1957, Dale was 50th in popularity, which is pretty high. This year, they took it off the charts. Their ratings only went to 2,000. There were comments too. One said, too nerdy. Thank you for that. I was a little sad myself. But I looked up these beautiful names of these six young people and learned some things about your name. Jaden, your name means thankful. Isn't that great, especially for mom and dad, to have a thankful son like you? Jason, your name means healing. Wow. Everywhere you go, you bring healing and light and love to your family and to your friends. Gert, brave and hardy. I wish Dale meant that. Brave and hardy, what a great name. And Cesar is a king, is a king. It also had something to do with having a lot of hair, which I thought was weird. So when I think they're weird, I go to the good one. So you're the king. You're the king. And this is an interesting name for Sylvia. Sylvia means woods or a forest, which is interesting because Sylvia's last name is Woods. So she's like, Woods, Woods, Woods. What's your middle name? Michaela? Good, I'm glad it wasn't Woods. Jesus calls you by name. Jesus knows each of you. You know, we hear in the Gospels that Jesus is like a shepherd who calls his sheep by name. Every sheep has its own special name. So when he or she hears it, They come. They come. And so Jesus is calling you to the table today. Not just anyone, but each of you. Natalia, I forgot you. You had the best name of all. No offense. But I thought Natalia's was really fun. Your name means Christmas. So every day is Christmas at your house, right? It actually is with a beautiful family. Sorry about that, sweetie. Jesus calls each of us by name, not just anyone, but you, because he wants you to know that he loves you especially. That's what the Eucharist is about. That's what communion is about for us. Jesus doesn't only say, I love you, but he gives us himself so that his body and blood can rest in our stomachs, in our hearts, inside of us. That's how close Jesus wants to be with us today. You will remember this day. I bet you if we took a survey of this crowd, 99% of us would remember our first communion day. We wouldn't remember anything that the priest said. Jason, will you? We won't remember anything that the priest said, but we will remember this day when we came closer to Jesus. So let's prepare for the Eucharist by standing and praying the prayer which reminds us of what we all believe as sons and daughters of God.